Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I am Master Mark Sirianis. I'm your host and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. We are a member of the Believe Network. Do you believe? This is a sad episode. On Saturday, I was refereeing a terrific event in New York, the Korean American Sports Association Festival, the Taekwondo part. There were many sports that were involved. It was back in New York for the first time in 41 years. Korean Americans from all over the country converged on New York for this festival, and they had a terrific time. It was a successful festival. The Taekwondo portion of it was really terrific. Friday night, the opening ceremonies had 30,000 people at Nassau Coliseum right here in East Meadow. And as the festival was coming and winding to an end, we got word that a Taekwondo legend, a Taekwondo icon, a Taekwondo gentleman, Jimmy Kim, had passed away, and really set a somber tone to the end of the festival. This episode, like all of ours, is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for your baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the gaming starts. So as I said, really sad news. Jimmy Kim is slightly older than I am, about a year or so older, was slightly older than I am, and even for me, was a Taekwondo legend. There's a connection, although I don't know him personally, He was one of my grandmaster, Grandmaster Y.H. Park, as we've talked about before. He was one of our grandmaster's athletes for that 1988 U.S. Olympic team. Representing the U.S. in Seoul, Korea. Jimmy Kim was an American-born, born in California, really pretty much lived his entire life in California, Korean-American. At the time of his death, he lived in Laguna Beach, and he represented the U.S. and won a gold medal for the males in the heavyweight division in 88. The women, of course, as we talked about, were quite successful in that group. However, technically, Jimmy Kim is the first American Taekwondo gold medal winner for the U.S., which really puts him in a unique place in history. He was a college graduate. He became a doctor of chiropractic, but he ended up opening, for many of those who know, Jimmy Kim Taekwondo centers in California. He has been a high-level representative of Taekwondo for so many years and a face for the U.S. Taekwondo program. One of the things that struck me, and it strikes me when someone passes away, are I try to read all of the comments that I can, which for Jimmy Kim has been so many comments. I don't know that I've ever seen more, but that every single one talked about his generosity of spirit and his kindness. It's not by accident that people talk to this way. This has got to have been his character. His family posted a statement. Master Jimmy Kim passed peacefully last night at 8:40 p.m. at UCSD Medical Center. Since May of 2022, so only about a year, he was diagnosed with an uncommon and aggressive autoimmune disorder called dermatomyositis, which attacked his lungs. He was hospitalized in May and passed away. Now, I didn't know anything about, I'd never heard this. Again, I wasn't friendly with him. I don't know how much the public knew. His schools were active. I know that in the Grand Prix West, he had a team of people that were there. So I do know that his schools were active, but how active he was, I don't know. I went on to look about this disease. This is a very rare disease. It's about 100,000 people in the world get diagnosed with this disease on an ongoing basis. It is starts with a skin rash. Apparently, it is mostly, it seems to have been such a minor category to have passed away, because it is mostly something that women get. It is people in his age range, 40 to 60, that are diagnosed with it. However, it is not curable, but the symptoms are treatable. And as I said, mostly females get it. And they said it is probably a less than 5% chance that it would be fatal. And he fell into this group. Apparently, it seems to have effects on the nerves and the nerve endings, and causes a constriction of the lungs and the blood flow. They don't really know what causes it. It appears to be an autoimmune disease, which is why many people who have cancers and cancer-related are among, even as rare as it is more significant among people who have cancer. Not as rare as I would have thought, though, because some famous people have passed away from it. I saw in reading that Maria Callas, the famous opera singer, she died of it. And Sir Laurence Olivier, while he died, and he was, in his 80s when he passed away, ultimately, I guess, what overcame him, and again, if it's an autoimmune disease, sort of makes sense, it was what ultimately took the life of Sir Laurence Olivier. So I don't know much about the services for Jimmy Kim. I'm assuming they're going to be private family services, and I assume they'll do something in the Taekwondo community. I know that Jimmy Kim was 1986 national champion for the U.S. I know that he appeared in so many of the high-level teams. I know that what was really, really interesting for someone who made a transformation, he became very, very involved in Pumse. Something that I didn't really know, even though I'm involved in Pumse, is that he was very, very encouraging in the formation of Sport Pumse in the U.S., the formation of the Sport Pumse movement. Dan Chuang, president, posted something heartfelt about how a Team M, Garth Cooley, all about Jimmy Kim's encouragement in the U.S. Pumse program. Every picture of him, he towers over the people that he's with. He was a giant, but by all accounts, a gentle giant. He will be missed. His place in history will never, Taekwondo history will never be forgotten. He appeared on the cover of Black Belt magazine several times, in September of 89, perhaps, in November of 99, with Grandmaster Herb Perez. I saw numerous other covers. He is a role model in Olympic history. And I know that he had several children. I believe he had 3 sons. I know he had a wife. The entire Taekwondo community reaches out in sadness and condolence to Jimmy Kim, the legend, and his family. This episode has been brought to you quite sadly and somberly by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.